your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the limits of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Hey, how you doing? Kevin McCullough's here. Ivan Quinones, are you here?
I'm here.
He's here. Jackie, are you here? You're allowed to speak a little louder than that. There's no microphone to pick you up. Are you? She's here.
I'm here. I'm Jackie, and I'm here.
She'll be taking your phone calls tonight. Alex is in the house.
Hello.
Dave Durango's even out there running around somewhere. He's the new intern, so we put him in charge of retrieving the pizza. Little bit of power going to Ivan's head, and all of a sudden he's just ordering people around. Here, you go get the pizza. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Wait, someone's missing. Kevin McCullough, Ivan, Jackie, Alex, Dave. Oh, Stevie B. Yeah, I don't know where he is. Somewhere on Long Island, wandering around. Mumbling to himself, evidently. Something about Baldwin's best and buying a barn. I don't know what it's about, but maybe you can check it out in StephenBaldwin.com. Anyway, we've got a good show planned for you tonight. 888-340-3373. And something that we launched this week. Our company, our radio show, my daily radio show, another nationally syndicated radio show, all hooking up arm in arm to do something amazing. I'm going to tell you about it coming up. I don't want you to go anywhere. If you're online, the chat room is open at BaldwinMcCullough.com. The video screen going up and getting activated right now. Alex is running just a shade behind schedule. He was in here all bragging about his Dominicanness over the Puerto Ricans that are in the house. And that what'd he do? Biggest to brag, first of all. You know, he didn't have his chat room up. I'm sorry, were you saying it's fixed now?
No, it's there automatically.
It's there automatically. Then why did you have to check?
Because it switches.
It switches.
From the, you know, the ad of Watch the Night Live.
Right.
Yeah. And then the other...
It sounds like you're making excuses,
that.
Man. Kevin, are you in a bad mood? Yeah, I think I am. It was the craziest week I remember having in a long time. I don't remember when it was cool to lambaste a mom who's had five children and raised them from birth. But when we get to a place in our society where anybody thinks that that's okay, I start to have anger issues. There's something about me that just likes wants to defend the moms of this world. Maybe it's because the lovely bride is pregnant with our second. Maybe that has something to do with it. Little baby James is going to have a little brother or sister somewhere around September, God willing. 888-340-3373. But of all the craziness, of all the weird stuff that came out this week, there was this little tidbit on a network that most of you have never heard of called MSNBC. The reason that I say that is because I think that the Test Pattern channel here in New York at 3 in the morning has a bigger audience than MSNBC at primetime. But this guy, Lawrence O'Donnell, he plays like an attorney for a polygamous family on HBO. But he has a talk show because everybody knows that if you're an actor portraying a lawyer who represents a polygamous family on HBO in a fictional series, you're perfect material to be a talk show host for MSNBC. Hence why they have no audience. But on MSNBC this last week with the last word, it's more like the lonely word. He had someone on named Chris Hayes. Now, Chris Hayes is even more down the pecking order at MSNBC than Lawrence O'Donnell is. If Lawrence O'Donnell has a smaller audience than the Test Pattern of the TV channel that signs off at midnight, then Chris Hayes is in the abandoned nowhere land of cable television because he hosts a show on MSNBC on the weekends. I'm confident this radio show has like six times the amount of audience that Lawrence O'Donnell's show has. So Chris Hayes, I had to go online and find from other sources that he actually had done something. Chris Hayes has written a book. He's the former editor-at-large for the Nation, which is a liberal publication. But he's on Lawrence O'Donnell's show this last week, and pardon me, and they get to talking about this whole war on women thing. And friends, could we just not even say the word war on women again? It's like the most overused cliche in politics right now. But then beyond that, you've got this whole other issue that this week came out, in which you had this woman who has not ever borne an actual child, Hillary Rosen. She's never given birth to a kid. And she's all like, oh, well, Ann Romney, she's never worked a day in her life. Now, for the last several weeks, the Democrats have been saying, well, Republicans hate women. And they didn't have any evidence of that. They were just saying, well, because they don't want to subsidize $3,000 worth of birth control every month for every woman that's walking on the planet and make that publicly paid for through taxes. That's obvious. They hate women. Of course they hate women. Everyone knows that if you're not willing to give $3,000 worth of birth control to someone, you must hate them. This election has officially entered into the stupid zone. It's hard. It's just getting out of bed every day to cover this stuff is just insane. Anyway, 888-340-3373 if you've got thoughts. Kevin McCullough subbing for Baldwin and McCullough tonight. 888-340-3373. So I see this clip from MSNBC. Again, the only reason I saw this clip was because it was on a website. The website of the MSNBC clips has more audience than MSNBC does. So I see this clip, and this fella by the name of Chris Hayes is trying to make a point about how this is going to be one of the most ridiculous issues and how the liberals in America can't believe that this war on women stuff is, you know, who was upset by the fact that they said that Ann Romney's never worked a day in her life, and who are they to be upset about such a thing? He was really a smart guy. And then he turned a corner into, well, genius land the way I have seldom ever seen it expressed in modern-day punditry. Take a listen to this.
Do you think that, like, no, there is no way in which this actually affects the election in any demonstrable way? I also think there's something fundamentally fascinating at the core of this, which is that, yes, there's a huge amount of uncompensated labor that happens in this country by men and women, mostly women, who stay home and take care of their kids. And there are countries where that labor is compensated by the state. So I would love to have that conversation. If they actually think that it is work, if they do think that being a mother is work, then why isn't there any kind of wage for that work?
Now, correct me if I heard this wrong, okay? 888-340-3373. From New York to Tampa to Iowa to Colorado to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and everywhere in between. By the way, hi, Grand Rapids. We're brand new on the air there. Would love to. Any Grand Rapids calls tonight, we're going to shoot you straight to the front of the line. But here's the thing. I honestly have no clue if I heard this right or not. I want you to tell me, did he just say that we should compensate stay-at-home moms through state finances? Is that what he actually... It sounded to me like what he said was there are nations where stay-at-home moms receive compensation from the state for that, quote, uncompensated labor of being at home with their children. Is that what he actually said, number one? And number two, what do you think of that idea? 888-340-3373. It's just you and me, Kevin McCullough, in for Baldwin McCullough tonight. Baldwin's on assignment. He's on Long Island, rubbing his tummy and reciting the alphabet. I don't know what he's doing. 888-340-3373. But what I really do want to know is this is an intellectual from the left, and he makes this argument straight-faced. No, what I really want to know is if they really think it's work, then why isn't there a wage attached to it? The truth is, there are hundreds of millions of hours of uncompensated labor that take place in the home all over this country every single day. And in other countries, they subsidize these guys. Is this what he said? And is this a good idea? 888-340-3373. I want to take your call on it. 888-340-3373. The war on women, the useless, needless, mindless war on women. Should we compensate our stay-at-home moms from the state or federal coffers? That's what someone from the left has suggested. Baldwin McCullough Live continues.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us. Coast to Coast Live, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, you might know me from Fox News. You might know me from my daily radio broadcast on a little over 200 stations across the country. But we are excited to be with you every Saturday night. And tonight, Stephen Baldwin's on assignment. The assignment that he is on is actually involving his daughter, and they are actually advising a video project, that a reality show. And so I've been pretending I didn't know what he was doing, but that's what he's actually up to. And he actually said, Kev, I might be able to call in at the top of the second hour. So if you want to hear from Stephen, stick around at the top of the hour. We don't know for sure if he's going to be able to join us or not, but we're hoping that he will be. The question that I'm asking you about deals with the top story of the week, and there was no bigger story this week than Hillary Rosen saying to Ann Romney she never worked a day in her life. And the reason you know this was big, because you could not see Democrats doing backstrokes in their rhetoric faster in their history than what they were doing here. Oh, no, 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 we don't know anything about her. We never worked with her. She went to the White House 39 times in the last 3 years. But they were quickly trying to say, no, we don't believe what she says. Here's the thing, friends. It's a lie. It's all a lie. They do. The feminists do believe that stay-at-home moms are wasting their lives. The sin that Hillary Rosen committed was that she said it, not that she believes it. That was the big brouhaha. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. But then, in the netherworld that is the wastebasket of cable television, MSNBC. Seriously, I don't think that a major garbage truck route in America has as little traffic to it as MSNBC's weekend programming. But their weekend programmer, Chris Hayes, who's a former editor of The Nation, or maybe he's a current editor, I'm not sure, and he's also an author, something about the elites, the downfall of the elites, or something like that, you know, something very important and intellectual, said this when he was on with Lawrence O'Donnell, the eminently talented actor and talk show host over at MSNBC.
At the core of this, which is that, yes, there's a huge amount of uncompensated labor that happens in this country by men and women, mostly women, who stay home and take care of their kids. And there are countries where that labor is compensated by the state. So I would love to have that conversation.
There, I'm back. He would love to have that conversation. He would love to have that conversation, and he would love to put it out there. Why aren't we paying moms for out of the state coffers? And by the state, he probably means the federal government, because leftists mean federal, big, strong, central government. They don't mean like states' rights, though, like the individual state pays for it. He thinks you should get a federal check to be a stay-at-home mom. Now, let's not make this a partisan thing. Let's open this up. Let's be very open-minded about it. Let's look at the pros and the cons. And if you're a mom, especially tonight, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you know a stay-at-home mom, you call her and tell her to call in, because I want to talk to stay-at-home moms about what you think of this idea. Is it responsible for the nation to be compensating the stay-at-home moms out of this big bag of tricks called the federal government? Would this be something that you would be in favor of? Would it make being a stay-at-home mom more dignified? Would it give your life more meaning? Would there be more integrity to who you are as a human being because the state pitied you and decided to compensate you for your action? I'm really desperately wanting to know your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. And if you want to get right on the air, press 1 when you go. 888-340-3373. See, here's what I don't... this guy thinks he's really, really hit on a solution here. Yes, let's get the government to give you checks. Because money floats out of clouds. It's like raindrops. It just appears. Right? That's how it works. So what would be the upsides? Would more moms spend time with their kids? Well, I hope. You would think that might be the case. So if you're a stay-at-home mom tonight, calling from anywhere in the country, you're going to get preferential treatment. You're going to go to the front of the line. You just tell Jackie when you call, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Now, guys, if you try that trick, she's going to figure it out because your voice is not going to sound like a stay-at-home mom. Let's go to New Jersey, where Danya is joining us on line one. Danya, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this guy says compensate the stay-at-home moms and get the taxpayers to compensate them. What do you say?
I think in theory it would be nice for our stay-at-home moms to get compensated only because we do a lot of work and a lot of people don't recognize the work that we do. But ultimately, being a stay-at-home mom, the rewards of being a stay-at-home mom go way beyond any kind of money that we could ever get for that. So I don't think it's realistic overall, but it would be really nice to be compensated or at least be recognized for the work that we do at home with our kids.
Do you think that if the federal, and I'm not, there's no trick questions here, I'm just asking, do you think that if the federal government was compensating stay-at-home moms, that it would give stay-at-home moms greater recognition and more dignity? Or do you think it would make them feel some other way? What how do you think, because you just made reference to the idea of being recognized for the work that you do. Do you think that that's what a federal check coming from Washington, D.C. would be given? Would they be given more dignity?
I don't think it would. I think overall, no. I don't think it would be. I think people would abuse it. I think people would just do it just because it's another way of getting money. So overall, no. I don't think that it would really give us that. In theory, it would be nice if that were to happen.
Okay, crucible
but
test here, Danya.
In reality, I don't think it would happen.
Crucible test. This is the payoff pitch here. If the government tomorrow said, Danya, we're going to start sending you a check for being a stay-at-home mom, would you take it?
Honestly, I probably would.
All right. You're a very honest woman, and I appreciate everything that you represent because you're out there wanting to do what's best for your kids. Thanks for the call. Let's go to, by the way, the phone number is 888-340-3373. Chris Hayes, former editor of The Nation, author and a host on some network that I think has the equivalent audience of maybe watching paint dry, MSNBC, said this week that if conservatives were so upset that Ann Romney had been insulted by Hillary Rosen's comments, that she really was a working woman, then we should, out of our state coffers, compensate stay-at-home moms. And I want to know from you what you think of that idea. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One phone line open right now. Stay with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Stephen Baldwin away on assignment, actually a television assignment. We're doing some consulting work. Our media company, Extreme Media, is with a reality show that's being shot on Long Island. So he's on location tonight with that. He may check in with us at the top of the next hour. And I hope that you will stay with us. We're talking the biggest topic of the week is, of course, that Ann Romney was told she had never worked a day in her life only because she had raised five kids. She was told this by a woman who had never even given birth to a child, much less raised them to adulthood. So it was kind of a weird thing. And then, to put a mountain on top of the molehill, Chris Hayes of MSNBC was out there going, well, if people really think that it's a lot of work, then maybe we should start compensating moms from the coffers of the federal government. And I'm asking you your thoughts on that. 888-340-3373. Going to continue that conversation in just a second. First, though, I want to tell you that this week, Stephen and I and our good friend Danny Johnson, who also is a nationally syndicated radio show host, on all three of our radio shows, have launched a brand new initiative called 2012 in 2012. Did you know that every two seconds, a child becomes an orphan? Every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation or preventable malnutrition on the planet. Every 90 seconds. So in that last commercial break, which was about 4 minutes in length, two more children perished because of starvation and malnutrition. And every single day, 44,000 more children will become orphaned. That's bigger than some cities in the United States. What can be done? Well, if you go to the website 2012in2012.info, 2012in2012.info, you will see that for $92, we could feed one orphan for an entire year. And so here's our challenge. Can we feed 2012 orphans in this calendar year? Now, some of you could do $92 a month, and you could feed 12 orphans for another year, and over the course of that year, it'll cost you $1,104. But friends, the reason I want you to go there now and to watch the video and read what we've got there for you and then hit the donate button is because a very generous matching gift from a tremendous group of people called the King's Ransom Foundation out of Texas heard about 2012 and 2012 and our partnership with Food for Orphans, and they've said for every dollar that will be given to feed a child in 2012, we are going to match those dollars, at least for the first month of this campaign. So right now, I want you to go, I want you to read, I want you to think about it, and I want you to ask yourself, it's 25 cents a meal. Can I part with a quarter to feed a kid who's going to die? What if it was your child? Get online to 2012in2012.info right now and have your gift matched. Friends, if we just find 2012 people to do one child each, we will reach all 2012 kids. But as you know, if 44,000 children are becoming orphaned every day, that's just a drop in the bucket. But every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan, and every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation or malnutrition. And Food for Orphans, along with the Danny Johnson Radio Show, the Kevin McCullough Show, and Baldwin McCullough Live, we're linking arm in arm. We're going to be on Fox and other places in the days to come. We're telling the whole world about it. We want everybody to be involved. We want to see if we can feed 2012 orphans in 2012. So please help us. 2012in2012.info. All right, back to the topic. Should the federal coffers be used to compensate moms to stay at home? Let's go to line two. Lori is calling us from Lansing, Michigan. We've told you if you're a mom, you're going to get preferential treatment. So tell Jackie, I'm a mom. You get to go to the front of the line. Lori, welcome. Thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hello there.
So what do you think of this?
My opinion is stay-at-home moms should be compensated with very strict guidelines, you know, monitored guidelines, as well as the moms who homeschool. The homeschool moms should really, really, really...
Lori, let me ask you, why do you think that the state should be the one that's sending a check to those moms?
Because the children that moms are raising at home are the fabric of our society. And that initial development that moms give and contribute to makes all the difference as a whole. And every one of us are affected by it. So why not support such an important commodity?
Okay, Lori, but we've raised generations and generations of children that have kept our society going forward, and we didn't have the government paying for it.
Yes, we have. We've also, in our day...
Hey, Lori, hold on. I got to take this break. I want you to finish your thought, though, on the other side of this commercial break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
I'm Hannah. This is my story, and it's not what you think.
Provident Film.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York, Saturday nights. Stephen Baldwin away tonight. He's on location. He may join us at the top of the hour, so I hope that you'll stick with us. But I'm grateful for every one of you that are here. And we're thinking through this. We're binge thinking through this issue of what Chris Harris said on MSNBC this last week, in that he thinks it's a good idea for the government to start cutting paychecks for moms. That we should be compensating them because, quote, other nations do it. We should be cutting paychecks for moms from the federal tax base. Now, he said that, and then I went to look for other nations that do this, and I can't find any that do. What I found were several countries that give very extended, very long times of leave of absence. But I couldn't find any countries, and Jackie, if you find one, let me know. But she brought, if there is one out there, she'll find it. But I could not find one personally that would pay you for 18 years to stay home and raise the kids. Month after month, sending you a check just to be the stay-at-home mom. So we're taking your calls on that. 888-340-3373 is the number. 888-340-3373. And this was the statement that got the whole conversation started with us tonight.
Election in any demonstrable way. I also think there's something fundamentally fascinating at the core of this, which is that, yes, there's a huge amount of uncompensated labor that happens in this country by men and women, mostly women, who stay home and take care of their kids. And there are countries where that labor is compensated by the state. So I would love to have that conversation. If they actually think that it is work, if they do think that being a mother is work, then why isn't there any kind of wage for that work? Why is that uncompensated?
All right, so we're supposed to, according to Chris Hayes, compensate out of the state coffers, out of the federal government's pockets, we're supposed to compensate stay-at-home moms. Now, Lori was with us before we went to the break, and Lori, you wanted to make an additional point, and you were interrupted rudely by the commercial break, so go ahead and make your final point.
I was saying what's changed since generations ago is the ills of our society that many of us didn't have to deal with years ago, and our public school system is another.
Yeah, but Lori, I don't understand what that has. What does that have to do with Uncle Sam cutting a check to a stay-at-home mom today?
Because perhaps more moms should become stay-at-home school and homeschool their children instead of sending them to public school.
What do you think prevents them from being at home with their kids?
Working.
Why are they working?
They're working to barely make ends meet. Many times daycare alone doesn't cover the cost of them going to work.
Hence you see the irony, don't you? You're working, and then you give most of what you make to someone to raise your child.
Exactly. So why not allow the moms to raise their own children by compensating them and do public schooling?
Hey, are there other ways to solve that problem, Lori? Can families live on less?
Some families can, but some are already down to the bare minimum.
In this economy, I agree with you, and I know of several that would be. I appreciate you thinking that through with me, Lori. Thank you for the call. It is important. I mean, you can't draw like hard and fast lines on this, but I think that we can aim for a general outcome. And so my question is the general outcome the best thing for society? Is it for us to be cutting paychecks for moms to stay at home out of the coffers of the federal government? Let's go to line three. David in San Francisco, California. Hello, David. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin in for both Stephen and Kevin tonight. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. You know, a couple of different things. First of all, you were talking about Stephen Hayes there, and during the break, I thought
Chris
I'd
Hayes.
Check over.
Chris Hayes.
Beg pardon?
His name is Chris Hayes.
Yeah. I went over to the name.
David? No. David, call back. We lost David. Don't know what happened there. David, call. If you're listening, David, call right back because you were going to make some sort of very interesting point. I'm almost positive. Let's go to line one. Rick is calling from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Rick.
Yes, Kevin. How are you? I'm glad you got cut off. I got to get on right now, man. Good.
Yeah. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, you know, I agree with you on a lot of things, and I think that this hypothetical question, it's got to be positive all the way around. I mean, other than allocating where the funds come from, but that's basically not the question. I mean, how could it not help to have, I mean, my wife didn't work for all the years, but now I would cut it off before 18, I'd say before high school years, and if it's moderated, and answer her question earlier, I think homeschooling is part of raising your kids at home, so I wouldn't separate the two. But it would be a great thing to make a little extra money so they can be home to do, you know, to do what they have to do and take care of the kids. Like, it's a great idea. How could you be against it?
How could someone be against it?
Yeah.
If you're someone like me, you're sitting here going, how are we going to pay for it?
The second half of the question, but the generality of the question is...
Rick, that's part of the problem here. It is the central part of the question. See, because this is where the left always trips us up. They give us these utopian ideas that sound like they are the most amazing things that have ever been invented. I would like to go to every house on my block in my neighborhood and give them a suitcase full of $50 bills. Who could be against it? Nobody.
Right.
Okay. So now I gotta go rob six banks to make it happen.
Right. So you're saying you'd be for it, of course, if there was a way to do it. You're saying that, correct?
No. I think the fundamental principle of a government paying a stay-at-home mom to be home is immoral. Coming right back, Rick. Stay with us.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
You poured your entire life into that home. Shouldn't it be able to last you a lifetime? Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. And if you feel that way and you're over 62 and your home is still your primary residence, I want you to get the public service free fax from SeniorClarity.com. 1-800-973-1140. 800-973-1140. Because the investment you've made in your home should last a lifetime. SeniorClarity.com. 800-973-1140. Senior Clarity, reverse mortgage education specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the mass.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Stephen may join us at the top of the hour number two. I have yet to be confirmed one way or the other. Hey, it's a Baldwin brother. We're going to take our chances. But we're in the midst of a great conversation, even without him. So thank you for those of you that have already weighed in. And I still want to hear from moms. I want to hear from moms. There's this idea out there in light of the Ann Romney controversy this week, that we are supposed to, that if we really believe that working mom, that moms that are staying at home are working as hard as women that work outside of the home, and I absolutely believe that. In fact, I believe that women that work inside the home oftentimes work much harder than the women that work outside of the homes. Because the women that work outside of the homes normally deal with rational adults. The guys, the women that are staying at home, working with the kids, they're dealing with people who have brain damage all day. Come here, give that to mommy. No. Come here, give that to mommy. No. Come here, stop running around. Don't make me chase you.
Ah! A dead puppy!
I mean, it's... You deal with that, any person deal with that for 9, 10, 12, 15, 18 hours a day and tell me that's not hard work. You're lying. You're just totally lying if you say that. But the question is, should they be compensated by the federal government? That's what a leftist on MSNBC said. He said, oh, yeah, we should, other countries do it. I can't find one. Have you found one? Jackie hasn't found one yet. She's looking. I know she's looking. If you're on that internet tonight and you want to go to the Googles, you look too. You see if you can find a country where they're paying the women to stay home. This guy on MSNBC, should consider the source, said that these other countries do this. I couldn't find one that they did. I found one where they give you like a year of leave time after you have your kid, paid leave. And that, you know, that's a good way to bankrupt your entire economy. But I couldn't find one that said, oh, if you stay home, we're going to pay you to stay home. Now, maybe there is one, and we just haven't found it. Now, we were talking to Rick before the break, and Rick is from Tampa. He's listening to WTBN, and we're glad that he's there. Rick, thanks for holding on. Now, you were making a point just before we went to break, and I wanted you to have a chance to finish your thought.
Well, no, you were kind of made the final point. You were talking about, you said it was immoral for the state to pay for that. And I'm thinking, you know what, if I have to work three jobs, so just to make ends meet and my wife can be compensated, so then I can only have to work two jobs and spend more time with my family, that is not a bad thing, right?
It's immoral.
How is that immoral? I want to
Rick, well, okay, but you have to ask, where does the money come from?
Right, true. Right, but immoral, I know, that's a kind of a tough word to use, don't you think, Kev?
No, because you're stealing from other people.
Yeah, but it's...
At the point of a gun.
There is a wealth in the country, too, that could possibly tap in. I'm not saying this could work.
Oh, so let all the rich people stay for the poor, pay for the poor people stay-at-home moms.
No, not necessarily. Middle class. I mean, generally. But I think there have to be guidelines. So I think if it works...
Rick. What about a father protecting and providing for the welfare of his family? Whatever happened to that idea?